virtual tour of Clane begins at the bridge over the Liffey on the river on the Sallins Road. The bridge, called Alexander Bridge, was built in 1864 and replaced a medieval stone bridge which was constructed in 1391. It was decided by the Grand Jury in February 1864 to rebuild this older bridge at a cost of £2,100. The county surveyor overseeing the work was John Yates from Sligo, a granduncle of W.B. Yates. The building of the bridge was fast. It was completed in November 1864. The bridge is a strong, well-built structure of local limestone and consists of three main arches resting on sturdy footings and a small flood arch. It was named after Princess Alexandra of Denmark, who married Edward, Prince of Wales, in 1863. In 2014, it celebrated its 150th anniversary. Now, leaving the bridge, we entered a nearby housing estate, and here we come across Cash's Moat, or sometimes called Cash's Moat. In early Celtic times, the ford at Clane was an important route for those on a journey from South Leinster to the royal sites in County Meath like Tara. Such fords developed an important military purpose because of the number of people crossing, and for this reason local chieftains sometimes built moats or dunes or forts in the shape of a large mound near the crossing point. At Clane, a huge mound of earth was erected to command the route across the river. The ford on the Liffey at Clane was the scene of a major battle about 33 AD between the forces of Meskegre, King of Leinster, and those of Conall Carnock from Ulster, who was on his way from Howth to Tara. After a fierce duel, Conall defeated Meskegre, severed his head at the Ballon Stone, and then placed it in the bowl-shaped hollow. It is believed that Meskegre's torso was buried under the large moat, now Cash's Moat, near the bridge, and that his head was buried along with his wife, Queen Boone, who died of the shock at the sad news, under the mound at Maynham. We now emerge onto the main road and we walk down to the Franciscan Friary and the Abbey Cemetery. In the history of Clane, it is with the arrival of the Normans and the establishment here of a Norman settlement that the origin of the modern town is to be sought. The Normans extended and enlarged the Meskegre Mound and created a Moat and Bailey Castle on top of it, which overlooked the ford and protected the river crossing. Thus began the medieval town of Clane. Having settled in the locality, the Normans soon invited the Franciscan order to establish a friary in Clane. The friary was founded in 1258 by Gerald Fitzmaurice Fitzgerald, 4th Baron of Offaly, who died in 1287. Unfortunately, in 1536, it was suppressed by Henry VIII and the land was confiscated. In 1540, stones from the friary were used to repair the castle at Maynooth. Until the 1550s, some Clane friars continued to minister secretly. Guardians continued to be appointed by the Franciscans until 1872. And even now, each August, the Franciscans return to say Mass in the ruins. Nestling in a recess at the base of the southern wall is the remains of a limestone effigy. Most historians are of the opinion that the figure is the remains of the effigy of Gerald Fitzmaurice Fitzgerald, referred to earlier, who founded the friary in 1258. Surrounding the friary is the Abbey Cemetery, where the renowned GAA referee Mick Salmon is buried. Mick refereed the football game between Dublin and Tipperary in Croke Park on Bloody Sunday, November the 21st, 1920. Just across the road from the cemetery is a little known relic of ancient times called the Ballon Stone. Located in the retaining wall bordering the Butter Stream, the Ballon Stone consists of a large rectangular block of weathered limestone with a deep bowl-shaped depression, hollowed out of its upper side. It is believed locally to be of pre-Christian origin and is probably the oldest man-made artifact extant in Clane. It may have been used in pagan worship with perhaps offerings of milk, grain or even blood deposited in the bowl. It is intimately connected with the legend of King Meskegre and his untimely death at the ford in Clane. On leaving the Ballon Stone, we make our way to the main street and to what is now called the community centre. This area is reputed to be the site of the first Christian monastery in Clane. The monastery was founded by St. Aelbe in 520 AD, and although there is no visible trace of the original settlement, it was more than likely located on the present site of the community centre. This location has many of the characteristics associated with a monastic site. It's an elevated area and is the highest point in the village, overlooking the surrounding green on the southern end of the main street. The monastery flourished, but in 1035, the Vikings attacked and plundered it. However, it recovered and hosted a church synod in 1162, which was called to address church reform. More than likely, the old monastery faded out of existence with the building of the Franciscan Friary in the 13th century. After the Reformation, a Church of Ireland church occupied the site until 1883, when the Church of St. Michael and All Angels was built at Millicent. Just outside the gates of the centre is the very impressive memorial to Blessed John Sullivan. John Sullivan was born at number 41 Eccles Street, Dublin, on May 8, 1861. His father, Sir Edward Sullivan, a Protestant, became Lord Chancellor of Ireland in 1883. His mother, Elizabeth Josephine Bailey, was a Catholic and was from Passage West in County Cork. John was received into the Catholic Church on December the 21st, 1896, and on July the 28th, 1907, he was ordained a Jesuit priest, and soon afterwards he was appointed to the teaching staff at Clongowes College, where he was to spend most of the rest of his life. He died in the 19th of February 1933 and was buried in the community cemetery at Clongowes. In 1960, his remains were transferred from Clongowes to St. Francis Xavier's Church, Gardiner Street, Dublin. Pope Francis declared Father John venerable on the 7th of November 2014, and he was beatified on Saturday the 13th of May 2017 in Gardiner Street Church and is now referred to as Blessed John Sullivan. We now proceed up the main street, where we pass the old girls' primary school run by the Presentation Nuns from 1839 until it moved to its new premises on the Prosperous Road in 1982. We soon arrive at the imposing and attractive Catholic church built in the Gothic Revival style. It's called the Church of St. Patrick and St. Bridget. The church was built in Clane mainly through the efforts of Father Patrick Turner and his parishioners, and was officially opened and dedicated on the 24th of August, 1884. Times were hard, people were poor, and it was difficult to raise sufficient money to complete the building. At one stage, when local funds were exhausted, an appeal was made to neighbouring parishes for financial assistance. At the time of the opening, £7,000 had been spent and £2,500 was outstanding. The architect, Mr. William Haig, had included specifications for a very tall spire, which was never built because of the extra cost of £1,000, which the parish couldn't afford. A number of keystones were left open in the right-hand corner as one faced the church, in case the building of the spire should occur at some later time. It never did. A pedestal intended for a statue of St. Patrick was left vacant above the main door and was never subsequently occupied. The young Ireland patriot, Thomas Francis Marr, was a pupil in Clongowes Wood between 1833 and 1839. Present-day Clane residents will be amused by his description of Clane village in the 1830s. Clane was one street, he said. The street numbered 100 houses, more or less. Every second one was a shebeen, or tavern, dedicated, as the signboard intimated, to the entertainment of man and beast. I recollect that on one signboard, next to the post office, the cat and the bagpipes rampantly figured, whilst on another, a red coffin with three long clay pipes crossed upon the lid and a foaming pot of porter gave the public to understand that the wakes of the neighbourhood would be conveniently supplied. There was a police barrack, of course, with a policeman perpetually chewing a straw outside on the doorstep, rubbing his shoulder against the whitewash of the doorpost, and winking and spitting all the day long. There was a Protestant church right opposite the police barrack, with its angular dimensions, fat tower in front, sheet iron spire, and gilt weathercock on top. There was a low-sized, most modest, low-roofed little Catholic chapel, back from the street a few yards, with a convent sheltering three sisters on the right-hand side coming down from Dublin. Clane The village is steeped in history, and it is a great place to live.